So, to start the guided meditation, as I said earlier, to develop the body awareness first of all, this is like your outermost layer of petals, which guard your mind. So it doesn't matter how you are sitting, whether it's on a chair or on the ground, or even laying down if you feel, you know, that's more comfortable for you. Then, be aware first of all of your toes. How do your toes feel right now? If you cannot be aware of your own toes, then wiggle them, move them, until you can feel the sensations in your toes. You don't have to give it a name. You can know many things in life without a name. But as you're aware of your toes, see if you can relax them some more. Relaxing them, I mean, they start to feel more at ease. And I give examples because now I'm aware of my toes. My big toe of my right foot is being squashed under my leg. So I'm going to move it. When you are aware of your body and you're kind to it, you find you can relax everything and be able to sit in a position where there's no tightness or tension at all. So once my toes are relaxed, I move my awareness as I'm like I'm shining a torch, a flashlight going further up to my heels. And as I go along my feet, if there's anything I find which needs to be adjusted, I will not hesitate to adjust. But also, I will give these feelings of relaxation, of peace, of kindness to all parts of my feet. If you have a best friend, a loved one, a child who is very sick, just going up to them and smiling, being kind to them, relaxes them a lot. In your kindness, they feel safe. When they're safe, they relax their own bodies and allow healing to happen and pain to decrease. So you spread that kindness up to your feet, to your ankles. I'm aware of my ankles now. And I'm giving this wonderful relaxing kindness and awareness. And I personally feel it as a tingling sensation there. That allows me to make sure that all parts of my ankles are at ease. But I've been doing this for so many years. I can become aware of my body. I know how to bring it to a state of ease and comfort. From the ankles, I spread my awareness up my lower legs, up the calves. Got the muscles on the back of those lower legs, the skin surrounding everything, even the bones. It's like I shine that torch, that flashlight, upwards. And if I come to any place which is painful or feels unusual, I will pause and I will relax that area as much as I can. That's the way you get this beautiful sense of ease in my lower legs. and good health there. From the lower legs I go to my knees. Many people may have had road accidents or motorbike or skiing accidents or just sports accidents and injured your knees. I've fallen off ladders a couple of times, but now my knees are so relaxed and healthy. Sit there and just relax every part of my knee. I just learn how to do that. My intention is to relax just that one area of my body. My awareness gives me feedback, and soon I can feel my knees relax even more. When they get to a certain level of relaxation, which I can know from experience, I move my awareness up my legs, to the thighs, huge muscles, which do so much work. And I keep being aware of those till I can contact them with the feeling. It's like calling someone on your phone. You keep on calling until they answer. My thighs answered quite a while ago. I can feel how they are. As I feel how they are, I can relax them. They feel even better. I don't rush any part of my body. I got to live with my body for many more years. So I get to know my body with mindfulness and kindness. I count this as caring for my own body. Once I'm past the thighs, I get to my butt. My buttocks, sitting on a cushion. And I can feel the pressure on those buttocks, but I just want to make sure that pressure is distributed evenly over those big muscles. Because when it is distributed evenly, it will soon disappear. And that butt feeling, when I meditate, vanishes. And then I look at my own back. I did suffer from a displaced disc. One of my vertebrae went out for about 3 months. I was walking bent over like this old person. And I did some exercises and some mindfulness and kindness. And now my back feels so fine. How is your back now? Do you want to stretch the back or lean back against the chair? It's up to you. You find what's best for you today. And I go to the bottom of my torso again. And I allow my awareness to go up the torso, scanning it centimeter by centimeter as it goes upwards. I can feel my digestive tract, the colon and the intestines. So making sure they're all at ease. They feel good this morning. If ever they feel a bit unbalanced, I will pause again there. And often if there is some pain or tension there, I tend to go inside. Never try to escape. And from inside I spread this beautiful kindness. Over that part of the intestines which need to be relaxed. And the awareness gives you that feedback that they do get relaxed. You go up to the stomach, further up to the lungs, to the organs in the back, and relaxing up as you go. Until you get to the very top of your torso, which is the shoulders and those muscles at the top of your neck, which for many people, you know, cause stress, tightness. Imagine those shoulder muscles as if there were two bundles of strings on either side of your spine, being stretched, just like guitar strings are stretched by tightening them too much. And I imagine untightening them, letting go of the pressure on both ends, until those shoulder muscles have got nothing pulling them. They're at ease. And you know when they're at ease because a guitar string, when it's tightly stretched, if something falls on it, bing, there's a loud resonance when there's no tension on that guitar string at all. The same thing hits it and it makes no noise. That's my simile of resilience. If you're tight, stressed, your resilience drops to zero. If you loosen both ends, you let go, relax, you just find your resilience gets amazingly powerful. Once my shoulders are relaxed, I go down my arms, like this flashlight scans downwards, this torch. It gets to my elbows. I make sure those elbows are comfortable. Even though there's no injury there, or no pain or tightness, I still, as a matter of principle, just scan all areas of my body which I can. So go down to the elbows and the wrists and the hands, especially the fingers on the hands. There are a lot of nerve endings on those fingers, so I can feel them very easily. I make sure that every finger is fully relaxed. If you want to move your fingers to adjust them, don't think about any descriptions in books. Feel them, experience them, and you find the best posture for you at this time, in this place. And once my whole arms have been relaxed like that, they feel just so at ease. It's like I will not have to move them until the end of the meditation now. They're fine. I go back up to my shoulders and my neck, making sure that the head on top of my neck is fully at ease. And I sometimes move my head backwards and forwards to make sure I can find the best posture for my head to keep the neck at ease, with no tightness there. And then I look at my facial muscles. Still got my eyes closed. I'm aware of if there's any tightness around my eyes or any tension around my mouth. If there is, I will relax things there until I can't find any tightness at all around my eyes. The eyes are closed, but the muscles are relaxed. And the mouth is at ease. Because those muscle tensions in your face often correspond to emotional problems inside your mind. And having relaxed the whole body like this, I feel it at ease. I'm now aware of the whole body, not just parts. I'm being aware of the whole body. If there's anything I found that I missed out, I'll go back up to that place and I'll meditate some more, relaxing it even deeper, giving more kindness to that area. My nose is a bit itchy, so I just scratched it. This is not fidgeting, this is kindness. You do it now and you're at ease later. How does your body feel now? Hopefully it's so at ease because you've done mindfulness and kindness to as many areas of the body as you could locate. And relaxed it as much as possible. How does your body feel? When I relax my body this way, you do notice the tingling, the delightful feeling of a body which is at ease. And I stay there. When I notice the delight of relaxation, the relaxation goes even deeper. And I go inside even further to the mind. How peaceful are you right now? You can even give it a number from 1 and up till 10. 10 means you're very agitated, a lot of things to think about. 1 means you're really peaceful. What number would you give yourself, honestly? So you are aware of how peaceful or unpeaceful you are. Now, how do you become more peaceful? One of the things to do to become more peaceful is focus more on the present moment. How to do that? Be kind to your past. I don't know what's happened and all the players in that little episode which caused you so much difficulty, including you and others, please let it be. Be kind. You can't change the past, but you can care for it as a great teacher to you, and then move on. And be kind to the future. There are many good human beings in this world who will look after us and allow us to care for one another in the future. So when you're kind to the future, you look upon it in a more positive attitude. It's not so heavy to hold, which means you can let it go with more ease. And as you go between the past and the future, you have this beautiful time called the present, the only real time there ever was. just now. Be kind to this present moment. If you care for all the things which you become aware of in the present, when you're kind to them, then you stay with the present moment. The present moment becomes like a really good friend, one of your best friends. And you hang out together for hours with no force. You just enjoy each other's company. Me and my silence. As usual, when I get to a certain stage in the meditation, sometimes this, sometimes deeper, I stop talking. Because the next stage after the present moment awareness is silence. Please be silent. I have to stop talking. Now just carry on. Use the momentum I created in the meditation to take you deeper into stillness and even, who knows, into the breath and into nimittas.